The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
Seeing is believing, baby. Welcome back to the Tony Curry YouTube channel, also on TKR, Tony Curry Radio. Of course, very easy to find that. Go to Android or Apple and just search TKR. Those three lovely little letters are going to get you great classic rock and roll to the bone. And Dr. Rab Stewart with the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, also wherever you get your favorite podcasts, are available everywhere. Dr. Rab, you're looking fantastic today. How are you?
Thanks, man. I think I'm wearing the same outfit that I wore last time we spoke.
Well, you probably should.
Same thing I wear every day.
Turn it inside out. You'll get three more weeks out of it. Hey, listen, because we're on the YouTube channel, if you're listening to this program, you're not actually watching it. We're going to make you go watch it because you have a prop you'd like to show today. What is that you have in your hand there in that big, long test tube looking thing?
I got a prop.
What is it?
All right. This is a bladder stone. We took this out of a dog's urinary bladder.
Okay.
This morning, it's really common that dogs get bladder stones. They can also get kidney stones, but they're less common.
As painful for dogs as it is for humans?
It's painful. I don't know if I've ever actually held one of these in my hand before. You maybe get a better view of it.
Oh, yeah.
If I have it in my hand.
It looks like
one. So it's kind of granular. I don't know if you can appreciate that.
Yeah, sure video, can. Yeah.
Anyway. So, it's painful. They roll around in the bladder and they cause irritation. And this was a really nice, simple, straightforward procedure where the dog just had one stone. It was pretty large. You can see them most of the time. You can see them on X-ray. So usually the presenting signs are a dog is urinating frequently or they have some blood in their urine. And we'll get a urine sample. We'll look at it and we'll see these crystals in the urine. And the crystals clump together and form stones. So anytime we see a urine sample from a dog or cat and it's got crystals in it, we need to ultrasound them and or x-ray them. So when we do that, we'll see the stone.
Is that a pretty nice size stone? It looks pretty big.
It's pretty small. I mean, really? I'm not going to say it's pretty small. It's probably pretty medium size. There's Dr. Johnson in the background. Hi, Dr.
Hey.
Johnson.
Hey, Dr. Johnson. Hey, how are you?
Yeah. Sometimes you can remove them and they're no bigger than like a grain of sand and there's a ton of them.
Wow.
And that's kind of a more difficult surgery, but I mean, I've taken them out that, you know, they're, you know, this big, you know, and this one is, you know, just for
now, if you did not take them out, if you did not take them out, what would happen? And do they pass through the pee-pee?
They can pass if they're small enough.
Ooh.
In male dogs, they can get lodged, and that is an emergency type situation.
Yeah.
Because then they can't urinate and their bladder will eventually rupture. And that can be, you know, fatal if not addressed. So, females, it doesn't happen so much. If the stones make it into the urethra of the female, they'll usually urinate them out because the urethra for the most part is the same diameter, from the bladder out, through the vaginal area. But dogs, the male dogs and cats, they taper, you know, that urethra tapers, it gets smaller as it makes its exit. And so those stones are going to get trapped. So when that happens, it's a much bigger deal. There is some evidence that the stones can get smaller if you treat them medically with antibiotics and certain diets. But then the problem with that is as they shrink, they can get stuck in the urethra of the male.
Mm.
And then it becomes an emergency situation. So this was a male dog. And we saw this, Thursday or Friday of last week, and we took it out today.
Very uncomfortable and a wonderful story. And I'm glad you had something to share with us this week because I've been asking for something really good. That's is that a standard kind of thing for you to do? You do like one or two of these a week?
Oh, I've done a bunch of them. We don't do one or two a week. We might do one every couple of months.
Okay.
But I mean, over my career, I've done a bunch of them.
Dark Side of the Pooch brought to you by Ed's Pet World, 879-1331, 879-1331. And now Sasquatch Toys and Comics. That's right. Sasquatch Toy. That sounds like a fun place, doesn't it?
I knew about that. I knew about this way. I mean, I knew about Sasquatch months ago.
Yeah.
Because I actually got to see Seth's dog. He brought one of his Yorkies in.
Did he? All right. Good.
I did. I got to meet his wife. And so we talked about it. And so it's been hard for me to keep a lid on this thing because I love it.
It's open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 6. Toys from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Comics from the 60s on up. And, of course, you can find it right there on Citation Court in beautiful Homewood. Of course, Ed's Pet World been open for nearly 50 years. This is brand new endeavor, Sasquatch Toys and Comics. Make sure you check it out. If you like Ed's Pet World, you're going to like this place. It's fantastic. And of course, they're having a grand opening coming up on the 6th, 7th, and 8th. So make sure you check it out. Tony Curry Radio will be down there. Should be checking it out. Sasquatch Toys and Comics, 452-0307. All right. So last week we were talking about, was it a pit bull? The UK was wanting to do away with pit bulls, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was asking you the question, okay, I understand that pit bulls obviously are a particular type of dog that a lot of people look at and think they're extra mean. And you were basically saying, yeah, it may be a little bit to the breed that breeds that type of content towards a particular dog. I do want to read a story, though, about a Rottweiler, a two-year-old girl. You want to know where this goes? Rottweiler.
Yeah, I probably know where Probably know where it goes.
A 2-year-old girl who walked barefoot more than 3 miles with her family's two dogs was found sleeping off a wooded Michigan trail using the smaller dog as a pillow. Troopers were called to a house in rural Faith Warren, Michigan around 8 p.m. last night after the toddler, Thea Chase, had wandered away from the home nearly 3 miles. Around midnight, 4 hours after police were first notified, a family friend searching for Thea on an all-terrain vehicle came across the Chase's family Rottweiler buddy, whom, of course, was laying beneath her as she used him as a pillow. She slept in the night at midnight in a Michigan wooded trail, and all is good. See, not all Rottweilers are nasty animals, right?
I knew that that's where the story was going, that the dog was going to end up as a pillow. I mean,
well, that I knew it. That or he ate her, but I don't think we were going to go that route because that's not the kind of show we are. So last week I was asking you, if I said the word pit bull, you gave me a one word emotional description of that animal. What was it? Do you remember? I said, we're going to do word association this week.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to throw you out a breed and I want you to give me, you know, soft or, you were talking about Marmaduke dogs. You were talking about,
I was talking about Great Danes.
You said they're skittish.
Incredibly fearful.
Incredibly fearful. Very good. So I'm going to give you a breed and I want you to give me the first thing that comes off the top of your head to describe that animal. Okay.
Oh man, this can
and you can go more than one word. This is not a word. You know, I don't want the first thing that comes to you. I don't want you saying toilet paper after I say German Shepherd. I want you to give me a description of what the animal is in a very short form. You ready?
I'm ready.
German Shepherd.
Skittish.
All right. I think that's a great one. Bulldog.
Lovable.
Very good. Labrador Retriever.
Energetic.
Siberian Husky.
Nutcase.
Really? They are kind of wild. They do have the most beautiful eyes of any breed, though. That's for sure. Poodle.
Prissy.
Is that fair?
I mean, it is. And I think, well, let's go miniature poodle and I'll say Prissy.
Yeah.
But if you do a standard poodle,
poodles.
Yeah. If you go standard poodle, they have the same demeanor as a lot of other hunting dogs. Cause that's what, I mean, a poodle is a hunting dog. They're a lot like labs.
Really?
So miniature poodle, I'm going to say they're a little bit prissy, but I think it's because the owners push them that way.
Yeah.
You know, they're always in their arms. Yeah. You know, they get their nails painted. Their feet never touch the ground. Mm-hmm. They're all, you know, they're taught to go to the bathroom on peewee pads in the house.
Yeah.
So that's what people want. And so that's what they become.
Let's go with a border collie.
Oh, Fluffy.
Fluffy. All right. Let's go with Chihuahua.
Biter.
Oh, they are biters, aren't they?
They're biters.
I was bringing Dusty, Billy, and Frank on ZZ Top on stage back in 1995, I think it was, at Oak Mountain Amphitheater, and I was invited to go into Frank Beard's bus. And I was like, great. And I said, how much time I got? Like, you got all the time in the world. Go take a tape recorder and just go hang out with Frank. I was like, super good. And he had a Chihuahua on his bus. And that thing bit the hell out of me. I mean, got blood. I mean, I went up to pet that thing and it took a bite. I was like, what in the hell? Dotson.
Oh, teeth.
Man, teeth. Dachshunds are not friendly dogs. They're not nice.
But here's the thing about Dachshunds. They're small dogs, and I'm not kidding. Their teeth are the same size as a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
They have the most massive teeth. They're all teeth.
And you do not want to get near the teeth of a Dachshund. Rottweiler.
I don't know why, but I think the first thing that pops my head is black and tan. Huh. And I think it's because a lot of black and tan dogs, they have strange drug sensitivities. Mm-hmm. So those and Dobermans, it's almost like we're taught in vet school, like black and tan, if you're going to prescribe drugs, you better be sure that that's not going to, you know, they're not going to have a problem with the drug.
I think that's also a drink, isn't it? A black and tan, isn't that a beer?
It's very good. Yeah, black it's a mixture tan. Of two beers.
There you mm-hmm. go. How about a Maltese dog?
Oh, I think Shaker, like nervous, you know, they're just Maltese right. kind of.
How about a Chow Chow?
Use extreme caution.
Yeah, you don't
handle,
like the Chow Chow.
Handle with care.
All right, let's go. Let's go Basset Hound. I'm interested to see what you say about it. I had a Basset Hound. You know, I had Freddy Dog. And I had Freddy Dog snipped, and that dog pooped in my recliner. It crapped in my bed. It went in my shoes. I did everything to love that dog. That dog just was the death of me. And when you had his nuts taken off, what did you do with him? You gave them to me, didn't you?
I put them in a jar.
And I had them on top of the refrigerator, and I showed those. I just shook him at him. I was like, I got you, and it did not work. And I thought for sure that dog would settle out. And then I saw him about 4 or 5 years later, and I missed that dog so much because they are so fun. They're so goofy looking. Give me your description of a Basset Hound.
Ears,
no doubt. Boston Terrier.
Oh, wild. I mean, that is a big dog and a small package. Those things are wide open, wild.
I'll bet you I can nail what you're going to say for Jack Russell. What do you got, Jack Russell?
Oh, I mean, they're use caution too. Like
they're so smart, I guess though, aren't they? Aren't they smart?
They're really smart. But Jack Russell's, at least in my line of work, you got to be careful because they're nippy.
Okay. Let's go Greyhound.
This is definitely a veterinary perspective. Blood donor. Because they're basically universal blood donors.
Really?
Yeah. Or you could say muscles, because they just are, just their musculature is amazing in their legs.
Now I know when the Birmingham Racecourse used to run Greyhounds out there, and then they stopped doing that, the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, which is one of my proud sponsors, by the way, here on Tony Curry Radio. They bring in the Keep Kiefer Show and Kiefer and Curry. They had a mass adoption because they stopped racing the dogs out there. And so you could adopt. And it's my understanding that they are some of the finest dogs you could ever adopt. They are the most awesome animals. You wouldn't think. You think because they run for a living, they'd be kind of crazy, but they are the most docile and beautiful animals you can own. True.
Greyhounds are awesome. They have a really great demeanor. And I'm sad that we really don't see many of them. I don't know why, but they're a very, at our practice, a very rare breed.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know if it has to do with the fact that they're not really bred to race around here anymore. And so mm-hmm. we don't see them. We have some Italian Greyhounds, which are, you know, just a kind of a smaller version. But as far as standard Greyhounds, I don't remember seeing a standard Greyhound in our office in the last several years.
All right. Dark Side of the Pooch, right there, the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, rossbridgevet.com. And of course, the number is 208-0301, 208-0301 at Rossbridge Vet on Twitter as well as Facebook. So I get a lot of email questions, info@tonycurryradio.net. And I get a lot of very short questions, like one word question kind of things. And I've compiled a list of these things because normally I like to get a whole show out of about 3 or 4 different emails. And so I'm going to throw some quick hitters at you today. Can I do that? And some of them are almost like trivia questions as well. For example, is it cheaper to spay or neuter a dog than it is to raise a litter of puppies for 1 year? They came from Janice.
For sure. Much cheaper to spay. What it costs you to spay one female dog, you'll spend that in just one puppy. If you bring it in three times, you'll spend what you your spay was.
Okay. And we mentioned what was it, like $36,000 or something over the course of your animal, it's going to cost you over the course of 12 or 13 years, which is really worth every doggone dime when you look at $2,000 or $3,000 a year. Are there more cat breeds or dog breeds? That from Dan.
Dog.
Smith wants to know, what's the smallest breed of dog and the largest breed of dog, and explain a little bit about both.
I mean, the smallest dog that I've ever worked on was probably a teacup Chihuahua that was probably about 2 pounds.
Wow.
I mean, it was tiny. And then the largest dog I've ever worked on was actually at my old job. And it was giant mastiff, and I think it was right at 200 pounds.
Holy Moses. And that was regular weight?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he was overweight. But, I mean, 200 pounds, I mean, even if you're overweight, that's a massive dog.
It's a human being.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than, I mean, it outweighs me about 40 pounds.
Now, what does that dog weigh when it comes out?
Oh, when it comes out, I mean, they might weigh 10 pounds, 10, 15 pounds. They're still big when they come out.
That's a pretty nice size. Tim wants to know, what exactly is a standard? That's a good question. I would be able to answer.
All right. Well, I guess it depends on kind of the way that you're using that term. So for example, there's standards for every breed. A breed maybe has to have its tail docked in order to be a standard for that breed. And it all has to do with if you're going to show them or if you're going to have them registered and stuff like that. There's even standard haircuts, you know, like for example, Schnauzers that have a very standard breed haircut.
Okay.
So, you know, standard, it usually means what the look of the dog is, and it has to do with their breed standard.
Okay. I got another one. How about a beagle? What do you think of when you think about the beagle?
Rotten teeth.
Beagles stink. See, I had some next
door.
I had a next door neighbor that had beagles, and of course they were hunting dogs, and they were good dogs, but those dogs stunk so bad that beagles always stink. You can wash a beagle as many times you want, and you're not going to make that dog smell good.
They're like the crypt keeper. When they get old, I mean, the wheels fall off.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah. They just start looking and smelling awful. They just don't age well. You know, it's like your Aunt Thelma or something. She's not aging well, man. I don't know.
Diane wants to know, how long are dogs pregnant for?
About 63, 65 days in that
range. The same thing as a guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
Is that standard for a lot of animals, about 62, 63 days?
I mean, it can be, you know, cats are pretty similar, but then you've got, you know, I think elephants they're pregnant for like a full year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 12 months or something.
Steve wants to know, which dog breed has a black tongue?
We're talking about Chow Chow.
Is that Chow Chow?
Chow Chow. Yeah. But you know what? We see a lot of mixed breeds will have either, you know, full pigmented tongues or just like kind of like real patchy pigmentation on their tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it kind of depends on the dog's pigmentation, you know, that's going to affect that.
All right. Asking your info at Tony Curry Radio questions here. Email questions, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics. Now open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 6. Toys from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Comics from 60s on up. It's right there at 145 Citation Court, 452-0307, 452-0307. That's Seth's place. Also owner of Ed's Pet World. I told him, I said, you open another business, it'll take up the entire half an hour for us to talk about all the things you got going on. Seth's a great guy. Does fantastic work, and if you want to go ahead and get your pets, go down there at Ed's Pet World. They do wonderful work. Steve wants to know, are there countries that eat dogs and cats?
I mean, I'm sure. I don't know exactly.
Don't they do that in Vietnam?
They are. That's what I've always heard. You know, that there are some, you know, some countries in Asia that do.
China does it too, don't they? Isn't that part of the whole COVID thing that because they kennel up a lot of things and they eat a lot of weird, strange animals? And I don't know if it's illegal over there, but they actually chow down on.
I don't know. My brother-in-law ate a scorpion over there a few weeks ago. So
really,
I don't
know. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did that taste scorpion. Like?
He said it was just real crunchy. You know, it didn't really, I mean, it didn't have some kind of crazy taste that, you know, you would always remember a scorpion tasting like. He said it was just kind of crunchy and didn't really do it for him.
And you got to take the tail off first, right?
I guess so.
Tabitha wants to know, she's in Fort Payne, wants to know, how many teeth do adult dogs have and do they lose teeth during their lives?
Yes. Okay, so they lose teeth during their lives. They have deciduous teeth and then they have adult teeth. So the top, they have one extra tooth on the top and the bottom. They have three incisors. They have one canine. They have four premolars and two molars on the top, and that's on each side.
Okay.
And then on the bottom, everything is the same except the molars and the premolars. And the interesting thing is some dogs, they're supposed to have a standard number of teeth. There are some dogs that will be born without like their premolars. And the ones that there are most common are the lower premolars. They'll be born without them, or at least they won't be erupted. So the important thing to do when you're cleaning a dog's teeth is to x-ray those areas, because sometimes they'll have what's called like a cystic tooth. And so if they have that, it hasn't broken above the gum line. You want to have that removed because it can turn into what's called a dentigerous cyst. And it can cause a lot of problems, can cause pain in their mouth.
Okay. There you go. info@tonycurryradio.net. Emily wants to know, is it better to get a mutt or a purebred? That's kind of a personal
age old question.
Yeah, it is. And so what would you say for a lot of people? I guess it depends on your stature in the neighborhood. Is it important that you have a dog that looks just the way you want it to? But most people would say that mutts are usually the best dogs ever had.
Yeah,
what would you do? What would Dr. Rab do if you had if money was no object and you wanted to go ahead and get a dog? What would you do?
I don't think that there's, as long as you can get them when they're really young, if you want to avoid behavioral issues, then you want to get them when they're really young. And I mean, like, you know, 9 weeks might be the max, because after that, you just really don't know what you're getting from a personality standpoint. So for me, it doesn't really matter if it's a mixed breed or a, you know, purebred dog or whatever. I'm going to get a dog that is no older than 9 weeks old, or I don't want it, because behavior is so important to me.
All right. Trina wants to know, is it true that all dogs were domesticated by wolves? I guess she's assuming that we all had wolves back in the cave days and all of a sudden they became dogs. Is that true?
I mean, at some point you would think, like, way back when there was a dog that became domesticated that was wild. And I mean, I think you could say that for almost any, I mean, I think you could say that for horses.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could, I don't even know if cows you can consider domesticated. I guess you can, but I think at some point all of these animals, and I, just because you had a wild dog, you know, 2000 years ago or whatever it was, doesn't mean that it was a wolf or a coyote. You know, maybe the first domesticated dog was small, you know, who knows? I mean, it could have been, it doesn't have to be a wolf or a coyote to all of a sudden you'd be domesticated and you have two of them and they breed and they make domesticated dogs.
No. Zachary is dating a woman that he is falling in love with. He actually said he's falling in love on his email. And he just went to her house for the first time and she has seven dogs. And he's waking him out. He goes, I love dogs. I think it's great. He said, it's kind of a zoo when I get over there and I'm totally cool with it. But he's always been told by his father about women who have a lot of pets. It scares me. It would probably scare me more if I was dating a woman with seven cats, because I know how cat people are as opposed to seven dogs. But you have to understand that you're coming into a family. I mean, she might as well have two or three children if someone's got that many dogs. So what would your dating advice be to Zachary? Should he continue to see this woman?
Does she listen to the show?
She's probably going to start.
I hope that she does not listen to the show, Zachary. It's that crazy hot matrix, right? I mean, Zach, send us a picture. We'll tell you if it's worth it.
All right. Tom in Birmingham has a chance to adopt a three-legged dog. Should I? These are great email
questions. Oh, yeah.
I don't know where I got these email questions. They were all sitting at the bottom of the email thing. And I was like, and I just kind of threw them out because they were really quick questions. But tell me some things that you'd obviously have issues with a three-legged dog.
Really, the only issue that you have is the other three legs are bearing more weight, you know, because it's missing a leg.
Yeah.
And dogs do a lot better if there's a hind limb that's missing versus a forelimb. Dogs bear most of their weight on the front part of their body. So if they're missing a hind limb, they can do really, really well, especially a small dog. But when you have especially larger dogs that are missing a front leg, that the leg that's actually there in the front, it's going to break down over time a lot faster than a leg would if there were two of them, because it's bearing a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Usually dogs are going to lose one of their limbs if they have older dogs are going to get osteosarcoma, and then some dogs get, you know, hit by cars or whatever, and they have to be amputated. So, you know, it's just, I would be just aware that if it's a big dog, it's going to have trouble sooner, especially if it's a front limb that's missing.
All right. This is Dark Side of the Pooch. You can hear the show at least 5 days a week here on the Tony Curry Radio Network, TKR. Get the TKR app and you're good to go through Android or Apple. You'll see the flaming guitar. You listen to classic rock and roll 24 hours a day and fantastic shows. We now have 16 shows. The brand new Chrissy Isbell show that airs at 9 o'clock. You ever listen to that show, the Chrissy Isbell show at 9 o'clock?
No, I'm asleep at 9 o'clock.
Dude, if you get a chance to listen to that show, it's a little river rat, man. And she just likes to get after it. She likes to have a good time. Check out her show at 9 o'clock. It's fantastic. And so this is the first show we've done since fall started. Fall started this past weekend. So I want you to get our furry little friends fall ready. If we're getting ready for fall, we're getting ready for lower temperatures. The ground is going to get a little harder, if you will. We don't have to worry about our dog's paws getting burnt by the sun. Is there anything you should do to get, or do we have more fleas in the fall? Or is there anything we need to do to get our little furry friends fall ready?
Don't let them eat the Halloween candy.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt. That's a good one. Yeah. Is that it?
That's probably the number one. Don't let them eat the Halloween candy. Keep them on their heartworm prevention, because we don't know when mosquitoes are going to stop, you know, being around. So some people think they can just stop all that stuff. But you know, all those preventatives, even flea and tick prevention, don't let up with that in the colder times of the year. So it doesn't get that cold here. Doesn't get really cold enough to have hypothermia. We worry more about hyperthermia. So you don't have to worry about that. So, I mean, it's really not a whole lot different.
I would say too, for humans to be fall ready, start paying attention to your driving more. Because I know that when it gets colder, people start traveling with their dogs more. I know we've been going for 3 or 4 months where we couldn't take our pets on family drives because it's too hot. And now that it's cooling off a little bit, my dogs want to go everywhere with me. And I know some people, like if you got to run about 15 different areas, you just put their dogs in the car, and people don't drive well when they have their dogs in the car. No dogs in the laps, dogs in the back seat. But I'd pay attention to the Yahoos on the road is all I'm saying. All right.
I had to go look for my dog last night. He escaped.
Really? What happened?
One of the kids let him out in the backyard, and I got home, opened the gate and pulled in, and you know, he was out, and he ran out.
Yeah, this should tell people about, I mean, just how wonderful you are, but this should tell you something about dogs. Because I would think that a veterinarian would have a dog that didn't pee in the house, didn't poop in the house, didn't tear up shoes, didn't run away, ate a very healthy kind of thing. And yeah, exactly. And your dog does all those things.
He pees in the house. He poops in the house.
Yes.
He runs away.
Yes.
He tries to bite me when I try to get him off my son's bed.
Yes. Yes. Does he really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing stuff. All right. We're up against it, man. Tell everyone how they can find you.
You can call us at 208-0301. You can find us on Facebook, Ross Bridge Animal Hospital, or you can email us, rossbridgeanimalhospital@gmail.com.
Hey, Seth from Sasquatch Toys and Comics. You know where he goes. He goes to Ross Bridge Animal Hospital, baby. He knows the best. Check him out Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 6. Toys with 70s, 80s, and 90s comics from the 60s on up. 145 Citation Court. Their number is 452-0307. They are now open. They're having a grand opening coming up here in about 10, 14 days, something like that. So check them out. And great sponsors, of course, Ed's Pet World on top of that, 879-1331. I love you, brother. Till next week.
Love you, man. Talk to you then.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.